我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，虽然天寒地冻，我们有你的爱来温暖我们的心。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, even though the weather is cold, your love warms our heart.
今天早上我们一同来到你的面前，我们也恳求你自己的话来温暖我们的心。
As we come before you today, we ask that you will warm our hearts with your words.
让我们心里火热，常常侍奉主。
So that from our hearts we become zealous and serve you often.
把以下的时间恭敬地交在主你手中。
You place the following time into your hands.
我们像玛利亚一样坐在你的脚前，领受那上好的福分，听你自己的话语。
We want to be like Mary, sitteth at your feet and listen to your words.
求主叫我听主的恩言。
Help us to listen to your words.
让我们离开这里的时候能够向人做主回声。
So that when we leave here, we can echo your words to others.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
昨天下午我正在准备讲道的时候。
Yesterday in the afternoon when I was preparing for the sermon.
我的儿子非常兴奋地跑到地下室来找我。
My son came down to the basement very excited to look for me.
他说爸爸我高中有一个同学他的名字叫 Tim Wiley 刚刚我听到消息他要代表美国参加美国的这个世界的冬运奥林匹克大会
He said, do you remember I have a high school student who studied together with me, Tim Wiley I just heardHe got selected to participate in the Winter Olympics.
他要做这个美国的代表，参加个人的雪橇那个 luge 的这个代表国家的代表队。
He is going to be on the team representing the U.S. on the luge.
那么他在全国几百个人当中精挑细选出来的。
From several hundred competitors, he was chosen.
他要代表国家争取那更高的荣誉。
He will be representing the country for the higher honor.
当我听见我的儿子很兴奋地告诉我他认识这样一个名人的时候
When I hear how my son is so excited about knowing such a famous person,
我突然之间就有一个很深的一个感触
I have a deep feeling inside.
事实上神也在历世历代要拣选在他的儿女当中一批人来作为他的代表。
Indeed, throughout history, our God has been choosing among his children representatives.
代表神在那个时代让人从他们的身上来认识神。
A team of people that God has chosen so that others will know him through them.
这就是归耶和华为圣，分别为圣的时代意义。
And this is the meaning when we say,holy to his name.
虽然我们在出埃及记二十八章看见这几个字第一次的出现
even though when we first see these words appeared in Exodus,
但是我们深深地相信这一句话归耶和华为圣是放之四海皆准行之百世不惑的一句话
but we feel that these words are true for all generations and everywhere.
当我们讲到教会归耶和华为圣的时候乃是让人从这个教会来认识神的意思。
When we say the church should be holy to his name, we mean that others should come to know God through the church.
当我们讲到一个信徒归耶和华为圣的时候，那个意思就是说，人要在这个人的身上来认识他所代表的那个上帝。
And when we say this believer is holy to his name,We say that others should know God through this person's life.
所以我们再三地在这里强调，怎么样能够让我们同时代的人能够认识这个上帝。
Often we say, how can we lead our compatriots to know God?
一方面是从上帝的慈爱，从他主动的启示，让我们认识他。
On the one hand, from the mercy of God, from his active seeking of us.
另外一方面就借助我们这些信他的人从我们的身上把他表现出来。
On the other hand, we who believe in him should show his life forward.
马太福音第五章有一节我们很熟悉的一段的圣经。
And in Matthew chapter 5 is a passage that we are familiar with.
主耶稣告诉我们说你们是世上的光你们是世上的盐。
Our Lord Jesus says, you are the life You are the salt of the world.
他说你们的光也要这样照在人的面前。
And your light has to shine forth before others.
请注意这段圣经怎么讲呢？他说叫人看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So that when others see your good conduct, they will give glory to God.
我们今天都这样盼望，叫人家听见一些好道理，让他们能够认识这位神。
Very often we feel that others should hear these good sermons, that they would know God.
我们需要为讲台祷告。
And indeed, we have to pray for the pulpit.
我们需要为牧师祷告。
We have to pray for the pastors.
我们需要有好道理让人听。
We need to have good sermons.
我们需要有好道理让人家心里面能够服气。
We have to have good teachings so that others will indeed admire it.
但是弟兄姊妹请注意，耶稣基督在登山宝训强调告诉我们。
But when Jesus preached on the mount,
叫人看见你们的好行为。
He emphasized to let others see your good works.
换句话说，如果我们没有好行为，就不能让人家看见这位神。
In other words, if we do not have good works, others will not be able to see God.
或者，如果我们没有一个好行为，可能我们的坏行为会把我们的好道理把它冲淡掉。
Or alternatively, if we do not have good works, our bad conduct may actually dilute our good message.
这就说明为什么有许多人听了很多的好道理，他还不能信主的原因。
This is one of the reasons why many does not turn to God because even though they have listened to these teachings for many years.
因为在他的心里面有一些没有办法解开来的结。
Because in their hearts are some Gordian knots.
因为在他过去人生的经验里面曾经有一些所谓的基督徒没有把好行为把它活出来。
Perhaps in his past experience,He has been hurt by some conducts of some Christians.
对我们今年来讲，耶稣基督所说的好行为，就是信徒的圣洁的生活。
And the good works that Jesus refers to, we can paraphrase as holiness.
换句话说，今天的基督徒要在这个时代，在圣洁上来见证神。
In other words, Christians of this generation.Have to testify to God in terms of our holiness.
大家知道，偶尔我喜欢在讲道的时候讲一点中国的文化的古时候的一些教训。
You know that sometimes when I preach, I like to use some examples from Chinese culture.
我常常想到中国那句话说，这个世风日下，人心不古。这个时代越来道德越低落的时候，我们看见人的状况，人的心越来越糟糕，越来越低落。
The morality is declining.
在这样的一种情形之下，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们做基督徒不容易。
And it's difficult to maintain a Christian testimony.
我不需要在这里假装无病呻吟地说，好像没有关系，只要大家好好的过生活，就有一个圣洁的见证。弟兄姊妹，我们越来越难过一个圣洁的生活。
I cannot be dishonest and tell you we only have to lead a holy life. I have to be frank with you. It's going to be a challenge.
弟兄姊妹，永远在台上讲道是容易的。
It's easy to preach on the pulpit.
很多时候，很多人听道听了很久，他成为听道的专家。他说：“是我同意你讲道是很容易的。”
And some people, after listening to preachings for a long time, becomes an expert and agrees with me and say it's easy to preach.
所以我常常有机会鼓励一些弟兄姊妹试试看上台来讲一两句话。
So sometimes I encourage those critics and say, why don't you come up and try?
哇，他跑到台上没有这个讲台，他根本站不住的，因为他整个人是控制不了的。
And then they discover it's not as easy as it looks.
我记得周连华牧师告诉我们他第一次讲道的经验。
I still remember Reverend Chow, he shared with me how he preached the first
time. 他说他第一次讲道，人家听到的是讲台的声音，听不到讲员的声音。
All the people heard was the sound of the pulpit and not the preacher.
哇，我说连周连华这样都是有那样的经验，那我们就算不了什么。
I was comforted by his experience.
有一次我去参加一个海军上校的结婚典礼。
And one time I went to a wedding ceremony of a Navy official.
整个聚会非常的静默，非常的肃静，让人家有一种进到圣殿里面来的感觉。
The ceremony was very solemn and so quiet that indeed it gave you some sense of holiness.
在很安静的里面，我听到金属相撞的声音。
But in this silence, I hear the sound of metal hitting each other.
因为那天我要在他们的婚礼上献诗。
I have to present the musical offering.
我站在台上才发现，因为这个上校身上挂满了勋章，那勋章都在那边彼此撞击。
And when I went up, I noticed it was because of this official. He had so much medals on his chest, but he was trembling, and the medals were hitting one another.
虽然这样讲，我还是相信，讲道是容易的，行道是难。
Even though I have set these examples, I still believe it's easier to preach than to practice.
如果你们觉得讲道难，就证明行道是更难的。
If you think that preaching is difficult,How much more so is to practice it?
今天和下个礼拜天，我要从刚才张昭斌弟兄所读的《约翰福音》这段圣经，跟大家来思想一个归耶和华为圣的一个实例。
Today and next Sunday, I would share from the passage that we have read an actual example of becoming holy to His name.
很多弟兄姊妹手上有中英文对照的圣经。
Many of you now have this English and Chinese Bible.
你如果在 NIV 的英文圣经上，你很清楚地看见有一行的字描写约翰福音第八章一节到十一节这段经文。
If you have the English version, the New International Version, you notice there's a sort of an opening that describes the passage in chapter 8.
它很清楚地告诉我们说，在这一段圣经，在许多这个很有考据、很有把握的一些古卷上是没有的。
If you have the New International Version, you might notice it has these words saying the earliest and most reliable manuscripts and other ancient witnesses do not have John 7:53-8:11.
所以换句话说，有许多的圣经学者在研究这一段圣经的时候，发现不像是约翰的手笔。
In other words, many Bible scholars, when they look at this passage, they feel that this did not come from the hand of John.
所以如果你买到有一些英文圣经的时候，你会发现根本在那本圣经上没有这一段的记载。
Indeed, if you purchase certain versions of the Bible, they will not even have this passage.
你会发现这段记载是在约翰福音二十一章之后，它放在一个附录的里面。
Some would have moved this to an appendix following chapter 21.
甚至有些人研究了以后，觉得这段经文的手笔用词很像路加的手笔，所以把它放在路加福音的后面。
Some Bible scholars felt that this structure more closely follows that of Luke, and some versions put this passage into the Gospel according to Luke.
为什么当我安排读经的时候，从第七章三十七节读起，而要读到第八章的十二节呢？
Why did I arrange for the reading of the scriptures today to begin in chapter 7 and end with verse 12 of 8?
因为我从上下文时间、空间、人物发生的事情的前因后果来看，我觉得这段事情放在这里也是蛮恰当的。
Because when I look at the context and the nature of this passage and the characters, I feel that putting this into this setting is actually quite appropriate.
特别是第八章十二节，我们把它当成前面十一节圣经的总结，这也是非常合适的。
Indeed, I feel that verse 12 of chapter 8 is a very apt conclusion to the first 11 verses.
因为十二节告诉我们说，耶稣他宣告说，他是世界的光，也是生命的光。
In verse 12, Jesus proclaimed that he is the light of the world and the light of life.
当他提到这个光的时候，跟前面这个正在犯奸淫被人抓到耶稣面前来被审判的这件事情是可以配在一起来看。
Especially when you look at his claim of being light, it matches very well with the nature of this accusation of the woman.
这一段的实例，这一段的个案，我们可以看见跟圣洁有直接的关系。
And this example shows vividly the relationship to holiness.
那么我盼望今天从一部分来讲，下个礼拜天从另外一部分来看这一段的经文。
Today we can only look at this passage from a certain aspect, and next week we will complement this.
八章十二节，耶稣对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
Verse 12 says, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world.'" Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
今天我们要看怎么样能够显明罪。
Today I want to speak about how we can show sin.
罪的显明才让我们认识我们到底有没有被显明的那个罪。
The manifestation of sin convinces us that indeed we are sinners.
耶稣说他是光。
Jesus said he is the light.
很明显的光有照亮和显明的功能。
And the function of light is to shine forth and show us the manifestation.
每一个人都应该有被光照、蒙光照的经验。
All of us have to have this experience of having light shine upon us.
圣经里面，特别是在新约圣经里面，有两次非常明显的记载，讲到神怎么样用光来造人呢？
In the New Testament, there were two incidents where it was recorded very clearly that God used heavenly light to shine upon people.
弟兄姊妹，请特别注意，两次的记载都有它很独特的地方。
And they are two unique experiences.
一次是在路加福音第二章，我们记得圣诞的故事，牧羊的人在旷野的地方看守羊群的时候，天上有光照亮他们。
The first incident was in Luke chapter 2, the story of Christmas.How the great light shined upon the shepherds.
那么另外一次的记载是在《使徒行传》第九章、二十二章、二十六章，讲到那个扫罗，后来改名叫保罗，他在大马色的路上被神的光照到。
The second time was in the Acts of the Apostles when Paul recounted how he met God on his way to Damascus and the heavenly light shone upon him.
请注意这两件事有什么相同独特的地方。
What are the similarities and the uniqueness of these two incidents?
那一批牧羊的人是在新约圣经里面第一批的福音传人。
The shepherds were the first group of people in the New Testament who shared the gospel.
扫罗是新约圣经以来，一直到今天，我相信到主再来，他是最伟大的福音传人。
Saul is the greatest, gospel preacher.In the history of the church,
第一批的福音传人，最伟大的福音传人，都有同样的经历。
And both of these groups have a unique experience.
就是被光照到。
They were shown upon by the light.
当他们被光照了以后，他们的生命就有一个截然不同、改头换面的一个景象。
And because of the heavenly light, their lives were changed dramatically.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要注意，当上帝的光照亮牧羊人和扫罗的时候，还有一个相同的地方。
But there's another similarity.
那个相同的地方是什么呢？就是圣经告诉我们说，天上有光照亮他们，不是只是这样讲，说四面照着他们。
Not only was the heavenly light shining upon them, they were surrounded by light.
路加福音二章九节说，主的荣光四面照着他们。
In Luke chapter 2, if you read it carefully, it says the light surrounded them.
使徒行传九章三节，天上发光，四面照着扫罗。
And in Luke chapter 9, it's similar.
四面照着的光和其他的光就显出它的不同和分别。
The light that surrounds us indeed shows us that this is not a natural light.
因为只有从神那里来的光是四面照着人。
Only the light that comes from God can shine around us.
人的光是一面。
The light of man has certain dimensions.
神的光是四面。
But the light of God surrounds us.
人的光照亮人的时候。
When the light of man shines upon man.
有光明面，也有黑暗面，阴影面。
We have a surface that's shone upon and then a surface that's in darkness.
这就说明人的教育是好的，但是人的教育是不够的。
That also tells us that the education of man is good, but not complete.
今天我们在座有不少的教育家在我们当中。
Among us today, perhaps are many educators.
我们相信教育的它的功用。
We believe that education is good.
人的教育、人的传统、人的道德是光，不过是一面的光。
The tradition and teachings of man are good, but these are the light of man.
所以就说明今天的世界上有不少的人受了教育变成好人，也有人受了教育变成更坏的人。
So some have been educated to be better, but some have been educated to be worse.
不读书的人做小偷，读过书的人做大偷，这是我们常常看见的一个现象。
We see people not educated becoming thieves.But then we have educated people who become big criminals.
因为当光照到人的时候
Because when the light of man shine upon us,
一面的光来必然后面有阴影
There's light in front, but there's a shadow that follows.
后面有阴影就有许多的隐藏，许多藏污纳垢的地方
And the shadow can hide many sins.
神的光是四面照的
But the light of God surrounds us.
牧羊人是如此
The same with the shepherds.
保罗是如此
And Paul had the same experience.
因为那个光照到的时候，从神那里来的光是叫人无所遁形的，没有办法藏的。
Because the light of God does not provide for us a hiding place.
这几年我们在教会里面推动个人布道一一的工作。
In the past few years, the church has been promoting evangelism explosion.
我们强调一个接受主做基督徒的人，他要承认自己是罪人。
We have stressed that for a person to become a Christian.They have to confess that they are sinners.
我们为什么那么强调呢
Why do we stress this?
因为我们发现一件事情
Because we find one thing.
神设立这个教会在 Boston 的郊区
God has established this church.
我们的对象比较大多数都是所谓的知识分子
The people that we commonly reach are those who are highly educated.
知识分子喜欢听仁义道德
They like to hear about morality and higher levels of teaching.
我们喜欢听一些非常高水准的演讲。
We like to hear experts in public speaking.
一讲到罪，李牧师，你可不可以不要去碰它？
They are not accustomed and they do not like the concept of sin.
但是在我们的信仰里面，我们不能不好好的思想到一件事情。
But in our faith, we are forced to face this reality.
承认自己是一个罪人，带出来承认我们需要一位救主。
It is from the confession that we are sinners that leads to our confession for a need for Savior.
就好像我承认我是一个病人，等于我承认我需要一个医生一样。
It's like confessing that I am a patient.And then I need a doctor.
我们这里有不少病人，不少医生，病人很多。
We have many patients as well as physicians among us.
医生没有办法医治一个不承认自己有病的人，对不对
？A medical doctor cannot solve the problem of one who does not admit that he or she is not sick.
或者一个不承认自己有病的人是一定不会跟医生合作的，对不对？
If someone does not feel that he or she is sick, they would not cooperate with the doctor.
所以我们需要让人看见我们有这样的一个需要。
So we need to show others their needs.
我常常说供和求的配合。
I often talk about the supply and demand.
第一次我听到供求的配合的那个想法是从哪里想到的呢？
When did I first come across the concept of the meeting between supply and demand?
我们今天常常坐飞机旅行。
Very often we take the airplane when we travel today.
有一次我坐在飞机上。
One time I was on an airplane.
一坐下来把安全带一系紧。
I sat down and put on my safety belt.
当飞机预备起飞的时候。
When the plane is ready to take off.
以前空中小姐就在前面有一些示范的动作。
You would remember in the past the stewardess may show you how to do certain safety issues.
那么现在高级一点了，他们干脆把它拍成一个录影带，把它放在那个 monitor 给你看。
Now very often you will not see a real life person, but just a recording, a video.
以后你们去旅行的时候注意一件事情。
So in the future, when you travel, pay attention to this.
当那个空中小姐在表演，打开安全带，系紧安全带，怎么样？这个救生衣怎么穿上等等的时候，请你注意一件事情。
Try to observe when they show the video or the real person showing you what to do for the safety.
你左顾右盼，看一看那些跟你一起做旅客的那些人，他们的反应。
Observe those around you, your fellow travelers, what are they doing at this point?
如果有 10% 的人看他, 我觉得这个空中小姐就已经不错了。
If over 10% of your fellow travelers are actually paying attention to the demonstration, then that is already very excellent.
谈话的还是谈话, 看风景的还是看风景, 看杂志的还是看杂志, 打瞌睡的还是打瞌睡, 想情人, 想爱人的, 还在想他的情人爱人。
You will notice that most of them are doing their own thing.
10%.
No more than 10%.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 当我坐在那里看到这件事情的时候,
when I observed this,
我心里面有很深的感触,
I was deeply moved.
为什么大家不看他?
Why aren't people paying attention?
不重要吗?
Is it not important?
生死相关的事情,
this may relate to your life or death.
但是生死相关离我太遥远。
But because their concept is this is so far away from me.
如果那个时候驾驶员在接着广播告诉大家说, 现在飞机失去控制, 10分钟以后, 我们就要出事了。
If the announcement came on the intercom that says, in 10 minutes, we're going to have a crash.
现在请大家注意, 这个空中小姐有一些很重要的消息要告诉你们, 跟你们的生命有关系的, 我告诉你, 90%的, 那些不看他的人, 通通看他。
Please pay attention to what the stewardess have to instruct you. I'm sure that everyone will be paying attention then.
这叫供和求的关系。
There I understood the concept of supply and demand.
我们今天去传福音,
when we share the gospel today,
告诉他有一个救主,
when we say there's a Savior,
告诉他神爱他,
when we say God loves you,
但他如果没有这种被爱的感觉, 如果没有这种犯罪的认识, 他不会要来。
If they do not have an understanding of sin and they do not have a feeling of being loved, they will not respond.
但是我们需要那个四面的光照，而不是一面的光照。
And then we will need the light that surrounds us and not a one-dimensional light.
这也就是说明讲员在台上大声疾呼，说你是罪人，信主的人还是寥寥无几的原因。
And this is one of the reasons why even we have very dynamic preachers proclaiming that you are sinners, very few people turn to Christ that way. Many of us have heard the testimony of Dr. John Song. He has a very unique style of preaching. I'm sure that he will be very excited to preach under such weather conditions.
因为他一讲的时候，他浑身冒汗，西装整个湿透，涂了这个湿到外面来。
Because when he started to preach, he would be very excited and he would get very warm and he would take off his jackets and so on.
据说听他讲道的人下面也会热起来的。
And from many accounts, we hear that the audience also reacts accordingly.
他讲道的时候很喜欢指下面听众。
He likes to point to his audience.
他有一次就指一个角落，他说：“你以为你做小偷，神不知道吗？”
One time he pointed to a certain corner and he proclaimed, did you think that God does not know that you are a thief?
果然那里有个小偷。
And indeed, there was a thief in that corner.
后来他就搬位置,搬到这边来坐。
And so he got up and then he moved to another corner.
宋尚杰讲道不是指向一边讲,他说,你以为你可以逃避神的眼睛吗?
And then he pointed to that corner and said, do you think you can escape from the sight of God?
后来那个人那天就信主了。
And that person turned to God.
听说这个强盗后来变成传道, 感谢主。
And he became a preacher.
后来有很多人也想学宋尚杰。
Others tried to imitate John Song.
你这个说谎的人, 你要逃到哪里去呢?
You say, do you want to escape, you liar?
你怎么指, 你就没有宋尚杰那个结果。
But then you do not have the same result.
因为你是模仿人, 不是让上帝四面的光来照我。
Because you are imitating men, you're not relying on the light of God.
我记得许多年前在台北的淡江，那个时候叫文理学院，他们的团契请我去讲道。
I remember many years ago, I was invited to a fellowship in a school to preach.
我就问他们主席, 我说, 你们要我讲什么呢?
So I asked the coordinator, what do you want me to preach on?
说李牧师,
he said, Pastor Lee, come and scold us.
他说我们这个团契现在实在需要骂。
Because our fellowship is in deep trouble and we need some scolding.
他们不冷又不热。
They are lukewarm.
来教会呢又不认真。
And they're not serious about attending church.
哎呀，你最好来好好把他们骂一顿。
So come and give them a good scolding.
我那时糊里糊涂，我就答应他们，就跑去骂一顿。
I was young then, so I followed his advice and scolded them.
后来我发现讲完道以后，有差不多一年的时间，再也没有请我去那边讲道。
And then I suddenly discovered that following that meeting, they never invited me again for over a year.
因为那些弟兄姊妹很生气，说这个人跑来骂我们一顿，所以结果真正挨骂的不是他们，是我。So
indeed, I was rebuked and not them.
不要以为在台上可以骂人骂得好。Don't
feel that you can indeed scold people from the pulpit.
这是一面的光，不是四面的光。Because
this is light from man and not the light from God.
这是可以给人家看到一部分，又可以藏一部分的那种光。
Because this type of light may show you certain things, but then hide other things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们不可否认, 教会需要复兴。
We have to admit that the church today needs revival.
教会的复兴不是看人数的多少。
Church revival does not depend on the number of attendees. Last November, when Dr. Taylor was here with us,
他在一次祷告，跟我一起祷告的时候说了一句话，一直到现在这几个月，我一直没有忘记。
One of the sentences that he uttered during a prayer meeting is still with me.
他在祷告里面很关心台湾的众教会。
In his prayer, he expressed concern about the churches in Taiwan.
他在祷告里面讲了一句话,
this is what he said.
他说主啊,
still with me.
他在祷告里面很关心台湾的众教会。
In his prayer, he expressed concern about the churches in Taiwan.
他在祷告里面讲了一句话,
this is what he said.
他说主啊, 他说我看见教会有许许多多运动，现在正在如火如荼的在进行。感谢主，他是一个外国人，把那个"图"字念对了。
He said, "Lord, I thank you for all these movements rising up in your churches."
因为今天很多中国人是如火如茶，不知道是红茶还是绿茶。那么他就在那边他说那么多的运动，但是主啊，那不过是运动，那不是复兴。
And he said, "These are just movements." These are not real revivals.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要分辨什么叫做movement, 什么叫做revival, 这两样性是不一样。We
have to distinguish between the two.
运动很热闹。We
can have a lot of noise during a movement.
但是在复兴的时候, 我们看见人生命有改变。But
it is only during a revival that the lives of many are changed.
归耶和华为圣, 不是拿来贴在那里做装饰的。
Holy to his name is not just an ornament placed on the wall.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 让我们在主的面前有一个圣洁的见证和生活。 这个生活和见证就成为神所用的在这个世界四面照别人的光。
Brothers and sisters, let us learn to lead a life of holiness so that this life becomes the light through which others can see God.
你说你是基督徒。
You claim that you are a Christian.
你现在还有没有一些还在进行当中而没有承认、没有对付的婚外情？
Do you still have affairs that you have not dealt with?
你不要忘记你是基督徒。
Don't forget you are a Christian.
在你身上应该有圣洁的记号和图章。
Your life should have the seal of holiness.
你现在还有没有明知故犯的谎言？
Are you still committing lies that you are aware of?
你心里面还有什么狂妄的一些骄傲?
Are you still proud?
你有没有一些莫名的嫉妒?
Do you still have certain bursts of jealousy?
你今天还有没有一些暴烈的脾气?
Do you still have an uncontrollable rage?
你有没有一些非分的贪心?
Do you have a greed that you cannot control?
你还有没有私下看一些淫秽的小说，那些不干净的这些杂志和书刊？
Are you still being hooked on materials that are not healthy?
我不希望用人的话来照你，求圣灵用四面的光来照我们。
I do not want to use the words of men to scold you, but I pray that the light of God will shine on you.
弟兄姊妹，我们不可以有这一些东西，然后又到教会来侍奉。
We cannot hold on to these things and then come to church and serve.
我们不可以有这些东西又站在台上来为主做见证。
We cannot hold on to these things and try to bear testimony for God.
我们不可以一面碰罪，一面来碰神的工作。
We cannot hold on to sin and hold on to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能在神的面前容忍罪，一直到今天这样的地步。
We cannot allow sin to control us to this extent.
你说我这些都没有。
You may say, I have no problems with all the above.
那文士和法利赛人在约翰福音第八章，他们有什么呢？
What do the scribes and Pharisees have when we read John chapter 8?
他们有一个罪，我相信那个罪，今天在座我们每一个人多多少少在程度上都有的。
They have the sin, which I feel we probably have also.
两个英文字来讲，他们在那里 play God, 他们在扮演上帝。
Indeed, if you read chapter 8, you would feel that the scribes and Pharisees and the Jews then were playing God.
我刚才讲了那么多的罪状和罪名，这些文士和法利赛人说，我都没有。
The scribes and Pharisees indeed can speak up boldly to me and say, we have not committed any of those.
但是为什么耶稣说，你们中间谁没有罪，谁就可以先拿石头打死这个女人？
And yet when Jesus said, if any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw the stone at her.
而这些人从老到少都出去了呢？
And then they left, the older ones first.
因为这些法利赛人文士知道一件事情。
Because they knew.
他们的罪是他们自以为公义。
Their sin is self-righteousness.
或者说他们的罪是在于他们自以为没有罪。
Their sin is where they count themselves as sinless.
然后他们就要来做裁判官，要来判决那一个很明显正在犯奸淫被抓来的这个女人，来定她的罪。
And this allows them to be in a position to be the judge and jury for this woman caught in adultery.
弟兄姊妹，请注意，从老到少。
Notice how the scripture described how they left the oldest ones first.
这跟我们中国人的看法有点不同。
This perhaps runs contrary to Chinese thinking.
我们讲老人呢，我们说这个人老奸巨猾。
When we say a person old with cunning,
有的时候我们说姜还是老的辣哈。
And some say the older the ginger is, the more tasty.
Spicy. 其实亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们中国人讲这些事情的时候，我们要记得，老人有老人他的顾虑，老人有老人的面子。
But we have to understand when we say this that the elderly have their own concerns and indeed their face to protect.
以一个中国人来讲，老实说，我30年传道的经验，向长辈传福音很不容易。
In my experience, it's very difficult to share the gospel to the elderly.
你不讲罪就算了，你一讲罪，很难跟长辈说你是罪人。
It's very difficult to say to a person older than you, especially Chinese, and say you are a sinner.
如果我父亲还没有信主，
if my father has not turned to Christ,
他今年88岁，
this year he is 88 years old.
我指着我爸爸说，你是个罪人。
If I turned to my dad and said you are a sinner,
我怎么讲得出来？
How can I say that?
但是你不讲，他怎么知道他有需要呢？
But if you do not point this out, how can he know of his need?
我在这段圣经看到答案。
But from this passage, I find the answer.
是让他看见主耶稣。
Is to let this person see Christ.
让他认识主耶稣。
To help this person know Jesus.
他就看见他是个罪人。
Then he will see that he is a sinner.
耶稣没有指着彼得说你是罪人。
Jesus did not point to Peter and say, you are a sinner.
但是在路加福音第五章，最后彼得说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
But in Luke chapter 5, we see that Peter found out for himself and confessed to Jesus, I am a sinner.
所以为什么要归耶和华为圣？
So why do we have to be holy to his name?
不要 去讲人的错，不要去定人的罪。
Do not judge others.
只要你把耶稣活出来。
Just live out Jesus Christ.
什么叫自惭形秽呢？中国人讲，就是比较出来的一种惭愧的感觉。
If you compare with each other, sometimes you may become ashamed.
求主帮助我们，让我们跟耶稣来比。
And let us learn to compare ourselves with Jesus.
归耶和华为圣，不是给那些非基督徒和外邦人。
Holy to his name is not a saying for non-believers.
也不是单单放在以色列百姓的额上。
It's not to be put just on the Israelites.
放在侍奉神的亚伦的头上。
It's to be put on Aaron, the person who is serving God.
让我们从我们这些侍奉主的人开始。
So let us start with those who are serving God.
1989年年底，我听见钟志邦牧师讲道。
At the end of 1989, I heard the preaching of Reverend Chung.
大家都知道他，他后来回到新加坡去做三一神学院的院长。他在那次的聚会里面提到，他1989年5月18号到天安门所看到的一个事情，他跟我们分享。
He shared with us how during the May of 1989, he was at Tiananmen Square, and he shared with us his experience and his feelings.
5月18离6月4号只不过两个礼拜之前。
He was there on the 18th of May, only slightly 2 weeks before June 4th.
他在北京大学讲课。
He was speaking in Beijing University.
当然他就去天安门去看看天安门的一些状况。
But then he had time and he went over to see what was happening.
他突然看见在天安门的广场的人群当中有许许多多的大字报海报，有一个海报特别吸引他。
He saw many posters, and then one particular one attracted him.
他说他永远不会忘记。
He said that he will never forget that.
我听他讲完以后，我也永远没有忘记。
After I heard him speak about it, I think I will not forget it either.
四个大字。
Four big Chinese characters.
那四个字是什么呢？
What were they?
上帝哭了。
In English, it's two words. God wept.
上帝哭了。当我在准备这篇信息的时候
，When I was preparing this message，
我想到这句话。
Suddenly, this saying came to my mind。
我说神呐、
啊、，And I prayed, God。
你看见这个世界，你哭了，我要跟你一起哭。
When you see this world and you wept, I have to cry with you。
但是如果你今天看见教会，你哭了，主啊，我不知道我该怎么办。
But if today you see this church and you wept, what can I do?
弟兄姊妹，时间过得很快。
Time has passed quickly.
我还有一个见证，还有个故事没有时间讲。
I do not have time for another story that I have prepared.
我下个礼拜再跟大家分享。
I will share with you next week.
但是弟兄姊妹，求圣灵今天在我们中间做四面光照的工作。
But I pray that the Holy Spirit will shine His light upon us.
低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，你会不会哭？我不知道。
Heavenly Father, I do not know whether you will weep.
但是从圣经里面，我们知道你常常为你的百姓心里面难过。
But from the scriptures, we see that how your heart is often saddened by your people.
求你把你的光照亮我们。
Shine your light upon us.
四面照着我们。
Surround us with your light.
让我们愿意过圣洁的生活。
So that we can lead a holy life.
从今以后。
From this day on.
对付我的罪。
To deal with our sins.
也让我在你的面前不僭越来偷窃你的荣耀。
And let us not steal your glory.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.